Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today and listening to this podcast. I'm chatting with raw food chef and author, Darlene Navarre. We've been talking with her in the past two podcasts. We've got one more to go. It's a four-part series. And in this episode, Darlene continues her discussion about her personal experience when she went from regular vegan to raw vegan. And during that time, she experienced dramatic changes. And it's hard to believe because she was already healthy at the time. She was a personal trainer. She was already fit as a vegan. And when she went to raw vegan, she was able to experience it on a whole nother level. We're talking greater health, greater energy, even better results. So she's going to tell us more about that. In this episode, you're also going to learn how to lose more fat and build more muscle by using a raw food vegan diet. How about that? Finally, Darlene shares, you're going to love this, Darlene shares where you can find easy and delicious raw food vegan recipes that your body's going to love, including, get this, a healthy raw food ice cream recipe that will help you lose weight. That's right, you just heard me say that. You're going to learn how to lose weight with the healthy raw food ice cream. You're going to get to eat ice cream and lose weight. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Were you already in pretty good shape before you went raw? Because you were vegan for 16 years, raw for 10 of them.
Yeah, well, I really wasn't in that good. I didn't like to exercise when I was a kid, so I just want you to know I'm a runner now. But that just proves that you can have fun. You can learn to love something. Mm. Love what you do. Because I wasn't really in shape. I wasn't really obese or anything, but I was really unhealthy, and I was soft. You know, I think you can be thin even not, you know, not the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, so yeah. So then after I got healthy, I started working out. It was so easy for me to.
When did you start working out? You know, was it before or after you became raw?
Before I came raw.
Okay, so
it happened about the same time I went vegan.
Okay, so you went vegan 16 years ago. You got in shape. I mean, yeah, because you're a spin instructor and a personal trainer. But what I want to know is, what was the difference like when you went from just being vegan to raw vegan? And I want to know, just before you went raw, were you in pretty good shape already at that point?
I was in pretty good shape, but it took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I want to contrast what you were like just before you went raw and then after.
Okay. I had to take naps every day before I went raw. And then afterwards, now I don't ever. Huh. I mean, I have energy throughout the entire day. I never get tired like that.
So when you're vegan, just vegan, not raw, you still had to take naps every day. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a baby I went vegan 6 months after I had my third child.
Oh, wow.
And then 6 months later, I became a fitness instructor. And I changed my diet. Like, I mean, it just all happened within a six-month period but even though I still had to, like, take these naps every day with my daughter, you know, and then I ended up being a single mom, and I was going through this whole situation where I was, you know, had to work plus I taught plus I was, you know, making food for my kids and homeschooling. So there was a lot going on. And then once I went raw, it was like a whole new world. I actually went raw during my last pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost going to be 11 years that I went 100% raw. And he was, I mean, it totally changed how I was able to handle my pregnancies. I had really awful pregnancies where I lost tons of weight and I got really sick. The minute I went raw, I was 6 months into my pregnancy, and I went raw, and oh my gosh, it was like the world just opened up. So, and I was told, don't do it while you're pregnant. Don't do it while you're pregnant. I felt like I was going to die if I didn't do it. So I just did it because I needed something. And I knew the benefits. I had kept playing around with it and going raw for 3 months. And I'd be like, gosh, I feel so good. And then I would go off of it and feel so tired again. So it's totally changed, you know, the amount that, and plus how I don't get sick anymore, how my stomach pains just totally went away.
And how, you had stomach pains before? Oh, yeah. You had that.
Yeah,
those ulcers that you'd been recovering from.
Yeah. And even when I still was even in a vegan diet, because I was eating bread and stuff that was harder to digest for my body, I still had the stomach pains. They weren't as, I mean, sometimes I'd even be like laying on my bed on my stomach trying to just stop the pain. And it was just so severe. But the minute I started eating fresh fruits and vegetables all the way, it was like a whole, you know, going from you know, a cold winter day to a sunny, beautiful day. It was
so
beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, so one is, how long did you nap for before when you were taking naps?
So as long as I could with a baby. So I would take a nap with her for an hour or hour and a half.
So what you're saying is, so by going raw, you eliminated the need to have nap time. What did that do for your life, having that extra hour to an hour and a half?
Well, I'm much more productive. Well, I could really spend time by myself. So if my child was napping, then I could have time for me. So that totally changed my life, because now I had alone time, which is so needed at the time. And I also had, you know, time, like that's when I would work out, or that's when I would go and, you know, read a book or something. So it really gave me quality time to get to know myself more.
Wow.
So that was huge for me, anyways, personally, because I think as women, especially, we don't take enough of that time. And that to me is like crucial to feed. You know, if you don't fill your cup up, how do you have any water to give anybody, you know, per se?
Oh man, that's awesome, because we have a lot of moms in our audience, and even the non-moms. Those of you who take naps on a regular basis, just think how, you know, as much as you love your naps, as much as you love them, imagine if you just didn't even feel like taking a nap. What would you do for that extra maybe half hour or hour, or maybe even hour and a half, if that's how long you take? Just imagine what you would do if you had that in a day. I always complain that there just aren't enough hours in the day, but gosh, if I could give myself an extra hour and a half, boy, that would be a huge gift. And for those of you who wish you could nap, but you can't because you're so tied up, well, imagine having so much more energy that you just don't get tired for that nap, right? So if you had that issue solved, then you wouldn't even desire a nap, and therefore you wouldn't feel like you're being deprived of anything. Just think about how much better your life would be. And all of this by going raw. Right,
well, Brian? And I think to me, going raw is like the cup of coffee all day long, only you never get the jitters or the, you know, because coffee spikes your, it's very acidic to the body, but it also spikes your levels, and then they come crashing down. So this is like having a natural caffeine all the time, you know, a steady balance rather than the high and the lows, the highs and the lows. The only time I get really high is that the more fun I'm having, then that just like creates the energy that I want from, like, say, a natural high versus, you know, like the caffeine high or the, you know, got to put the Red Bull, or I don't even know what those things are doing. Luckily, they didn't have them in my day. But I just know me on coffee was not a good thing. But it's just that natural, you know, energy that we're really seeking out there when we do want to drink the cup of coffee.
I can say I agree with you 100%, because I've done it. I've done raw for a certain period of time, and I've never felt better. It feels amazing. In fact, in the morning, my morning routine is I either drink down a green smoothie first thing in the morning, or I'm munching down raw broccoli right in my car. Sometimes I get up really early and I'll go to one of my boot camps, check out my trainers over there. Sometimes I might even teach a class. So I'm driving on the freeway at 5 in the morning. Now, a lot of people are going, oh my gosh, how the heck do you get up and how do you have so much energy when you arrive? You know, I'm there a half hour early before anybody gets there, and I'm bouncing off the walls. And meanwhile, most of my students walk in who don't subscribe to this type of eating plan. Well, they come in, they look half dead. And it takes a lot of energy for me to bring their energy up to that point. And so they asked me, how do you do it? And everybody assumes that I've got some secret caffeine source that I'm taking beforehand. And no, I just don't do caffeine. It happens once or every 6 months. Maybe I'll do a cup of coffee I haven't done an energy drink in several years, but I'll have either a green smoothie or I will literally just munch on raw broccoli or celery and carrots on the way over. And I start off sleepy in the morning, but the moment I start eating those things, all of a sudden my energy goes through the roof and I feel like I'm right on my A game within minutes of eating those things. I love the way I feel when I'm consuming lots and lots and lots of raw foods, and the more raw, the better for me. Energy, yeah. I gotta say, and I experienced the same thing. I usually love doing a little nap during the middle of the day. I had no desire to nap. I didn't need it. It wasn't something that I had to willpower myself away. If I lay down, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep even if I tried in the middle of the day. I know so many people that get sleepy between 1 and 3 p.m. and that never happened to me. I also noticed, Darlene, I don't know, you tell me if this happened to you, but I also noticed that I was able to go to bed later and wake up earlier and have even more energy when I was on a raw, 100% raw diet. Did you have that same experience too? Yeah, that blew me away because here I am, because now look at what happened in my life. Like, I was able to somehow gain an extra hour to an hour and a half because I didn't need a nap anymore. I was also able to gain another hour to an hour and a half because I was able to go to bed 45 minutes later. And also, if I could get up 45 minutes earlier and feel even better than I did just prior to that when I was napping and I had more time to sleep. I'm not even going to try to explain why that is from a biological standpoint, because there's no way I can tell you all the things, but I can tell you it happened. Yeah. And it happens to just about everybody I know who switches to raw. So other benefits of going raw, and let's see if we can, you and I can just rattle off as many as we can think of. One benefit is it's super simple, because look, if it's not raw, you don't eat it. And if it's raw, you eat it, right? It's one of the most no-brainer programs that you can go on,
totally.
A raw food diet, right? There's really no thinking. You don't have to count calories. There's no counting of carbs. It's impossible to overdo one thing like there is with other diets. It's easy to overdo your carbs or overdo your fat. It's impossible with raw. Am I right?
Yeah, and that's what I also want to say about fitness and, you know, the what you need to do to actually fuel yourselves in order to have the energy to do this fitness. Is to give yourself those simple carbohydrates, the fruit carbohydrates, it's simple, it's easy, it's convenient. I don't even care if you're traveling. There's a grocery store somewhere that you can get fresh fruits and vegetables, and they are everywhere. They're more than fast foods, right? You've got somewhere you can go.
Yeah.
So I've done it even traveling. I travel a lot.
So raw
and
foods,
I do it traveling.
You can get raw foods just about anywhere. It's easy. I mean, even a truck. I mean, you can get. I see they sell fruits at freaking gas stations. I mean, there's just really, it's so accessible. It's so accessible. It doesn't seem like it is. And what would you say? What about, like, you know, you want to go organic when you can, but is it okay if there's no other choice, if you just go with non-organic?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's price, you know. I mean, I can get bananas. I buy cases of bananas, and they're so cheap. You know, I buy a case of organic bananas at Trader Joe's, $27 for 100 bananas. Now, how can you beat that? You know?
Right.
29 cents.
I love that.
That's called food.
so okay, fine. So, like, yeah, if you have to go with non-organic,
yeah.
You know, go organic where you can. But it's not like, you know, I get some students, they're like, but the pesticides, I don't know about that. And these are the same people that are putting down dairy milk every single day, eating meat. You know, just, you know, they might as well be smoking cigarettes, but they're worried about the pesticides, like the little film of pesticides in, like, the, you know, the apple that they're about to eat. Like, come on, let's put it into perspective, people. So,
I know.
Okay, so,
and that's exactly. And then, you know, weight loss, energy.
Weight loss. So
you
your
know,
client, you know, your student lost 120 pounds in a year. I just did an interview with Joe Cross. He lost 85 pounds in 60 days. He was on a raw diet. Mm-hmm. He juiced. It was all juice, but again, it was still raw, 100% raw, right? And it's raw vegan.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm with you. I think juicing is great if you're sick or if you really need to, like, you know, I mean, like if you were a cancer person or something, I think juicing is really good because you're really trying to keep your body cleansed. But as far as, you know, an everyday person, I think the blending is the best.
Yes.
So, and it's probably quickest because I'll tell you what, those juicers are hard to clean out. So definitely just throw them in the, I have a video on YouTube that I made a green smoothie, cleaned it up, everything in 3 minutes. So you can do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Guys, I mean, get the BlendTec, the Vitamix. We got the Vitamix. It is the easiest way to go. It's like you can consume the equivalent of 6 salads and drink it down in seconds. It's so easy. Get yourself a really high-power blender. Don't mess around with the cheap kinds. Okay, so one of the so the benefits, keep going on that. So number one, it's a no-brainer. That means it's simple. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it is simple to do. Number two, you've got access to raw foods just about everywhere, anytime, anywhere, just about. Number three, experience massive weight loss. You're going to get a lot of weight loss if you are overweight and you've got pounds to lose. Number four, it's going to give you so much more energy, right? So those of you who are napping, it's going to get rid of your nap. It's going to give you more time that you didn't have. And it's also going to allow you to possibly go to bed later and get up earlier as well with more energy. What's another benefit that you can think of?
Health-wise, you're going to be healthier, so you're not going to spend money on co-payments doctor bills.
You virtually cured a medical illness that you had with your raw vegan diet, and you haven't had any flare-ups, or you don't even get sick anymore, do you?
Oh, no. And if I do, it's like this minor little thing it's like a hiccup in my life, and usually it's when I'm not playing enough. And, you know, from stress or something. I also think that raw foods taste good. They're pretty. I mean, if you look at a billboard with a, you know, like they're selling meat or something, there's always fruits and vegetables around it to make it look pretty. So it's gorgeous. And it tastes amazing. I mean, I don't know how you can do this, but you can make a salad taste like, you know, to live for food. You know, I think there's two kinds of food, to live for and to die for. decide what category you want to go.
And I'm going to give one more rule here. It's not a benefit. Well, it is a benefit. Here it is. If you do it right, you will never, ever be hungry. In fact, you'll probably suffer from being too full all the time. And here's why, folks. When you do a raw food diet and I take it from the standpoint of body transformation. So I put a lot of my students, most of them who are my most successful students, I put them on a mostly raw diet. And raw, ideally, if they're willing to go that far, but mostly raw. And the coolest thing about it is most diets are about what you have to restrict. You can only have so much of this and so much of that. On a raw food diet, when the way I do it to help people get six packs, get in magazine covers, to build muscle, you will lose fat faster the more you eat. And I mean more. I'm not just talking about frequency. I'm talking about total volume and quantity of food. If a person that I put on who is willing to drink, let's say, 8 green smoothies is going to lose fat faster because I've got proof. I've got hundreds of case studies to prove this. They lose fat way faster than somebody that just drinks 3. The person who eats let's say a gigantic 10 pounds of raw vegetable salad a day loses weight a lot faster. One of my best success stories, Tesha, you can check her out. I'll put a link to her interview. She lost 50 pounds in 2 months and achieved her ultimate dream body in 2 months. And she ate about 8 to 10 pounds of raw vegetables a day versus a lot of students that might only do a pound or so. She smoked them, and she had, no joke, 4 to 5 times more food and more calories than those other students, and she smoked them in terms of results. Raw food is metabolism boosting. So the more you eat, the more healthier you are, and the faster you'll lose fat, and also the more quickly you'll build muscle as well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, darling? Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It's awesome.
It's support.
Yeah, you're actually shooting yourself in the foot if you try to restrict yourself on a raw food diet. You wrote a book called Go Raw in 30 Days, and I'm gonna share with people. Darling, can you name the website where they can get that? Go Raw in 30 Days?
Rawfoodinspiration.com. So
okay,
raw and then food, rawfoodinspiration.com.
Rawfoodinspiration.com. So I'm going to have a link to that in the description as well as the blog post. And it's simply and easily, it's how to simply and easily transition to a fresh, whole, raw food diet in 30 days or less. Because I know a lot of students are saying, okay, you've got me sold on raw, but it just sounds so hard to do. And how do you get past, isn't it boring? Isn't it boring to just eat celery and carrots and broccoli all day long? You know, I like fruits, but doesn't it get boring? And what's your answer to that?
Yeah, it is so, you know, like I said, I was a chef before and I was limited on what the animals that I was going to cook for the day. And now there is like, I have tried fruits and vegetables. I mean, if you ate a different fruit the rest of your days of your life, you would still not outdo the amount of fruits and vegetables there are in the world. So it's so much variety. There's so much possibility. It's like that childhood view. You know, you can see the world as, you know, as eating, you know, hamburgers every day, or you can see the world in like fresh, green, yellow, orange fruits and vegetables every day.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
It's definitely the rainbow. And the thing with the Go Raw in 30 Day program is it has all the menus and it has your shopping list and it you get the green smoothie, the fresh green smoothie book with it. So you get two kind of for the price of one. And it's really focused on helping you from where to buy it, how to buy it, you know, when to buy it, all of that. Plus it has some videos in it as well.
And I'm checking out your website right now, rawfoodinspiration.com. And you've got free recipes on here. I'm looking at some right now. The kinky kale salad recipe, the Napa collard salad, the cucumber and tomato salad, the tabbouleh salad recipe. And you've also got some raw pizza recipe. You've got a Mexican raw food recipe here. You have some ideas for picnics. You have Italian raw food recipes. You have some diet soups, some raw diet soups, which I love soup. I'm a huge soup drinker. That would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
And you also, oh, wow, look at this. You even have some raw food desserts that our listeners can go to your website and pull up the recipes of. I'm looking at them right now. This is awesome. Yeah, here we go. Fresh desserts.
Yeah,
you've got these like cookies and you've got ice cream, raw ice cream. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you just a simple recipe for any of your viewers here, especially if you've got a Vitamix like you. Stick a regular banana, one regular ripe banana. That means where it's spotty. That's some fruit you want, just a, you know, four strawberries, something, and blend it up. Oh, my gosh, the most quickest, amazing ice cream that your kids and you will just go for. And it tastes better. I've had people say, I'd rather have this than ice cream.
Oh, like that's so cool. Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, I got the Vitamix blender. I got the bananas. I've got the ingredients for that. I could do that right away. That's great. So you could, so even with the raw food desserts, you could totally pig out on raw food desserts as long as the rest of your diet is raw too.
Yeah.
And you'll still lose weight. And you'll still get healthier. You'll still have more energy.
Yes, yes. And just the more you, like you said, the more you focus on the whole fruit and the whole vegetable and, you know, chop them up or blend them up or whatever that is. I mean, you could eat banana ice cream all day long.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Wow. That's, you know, there's so many people I know that, especially who are trying to lose weight, you're like talking their language right now. If you've got the right tools and you've got the right recipes, it can be simple. You could have tons of variety because I know a lot of people are afraid of – it just sounds boring and bland. There's not a lot of variety. But what you're saying is no. There is an unlimited variety once you kind of get into it a little bit and you've got some simple recipes that you can show people how to start exploring all the delicious ways to make awesome raw meals. And we're going to wrap it up right there. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Stay tuned for our next podcast, which is going to be the fourth and final installment of my interview with Darlene Navarre. And in that, you don't want to miss it, she's going to discuss and talk about the results that she achieved with one of her most successful case studies, helping a woman lose over 120 pounds on a raw food diet and applying Playology to her fitness and nutrition program. You know, Playology is about having fun. So sometimes when we work out and we try to eat healthy, it could feel like a chore. Darlene's going to show you the power of Playology when you completely change your view of exercise and nutrition and show you what can be done and how far you can go with it. So I can't wait for you to listen to that. Thanks so much for tuning in. And listen, if you like this episode, let me know. I want to see your comments. I would love to get an email from you. You can send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com, or you can go to veganbodyrevolution.com, go to our Facebook fan page. You'll be able to find the link right there. And also, write a review. It would mean so much to us to hear your feedback about this show. Listen, it's been a pleasure. Until next time, this is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.